Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. I was furniture shopping last night. Now, nothing too crazy. We're going to have some guests over for an upcoming holiday, and it occurred to me that I might want to have enough chairs for everyone to sit down on. That's not the normal thing that would occur to me. I'm like, you know, people can stand, right? There's plenty of floor space. You can sit on the floor. Have everyone bring a cushion. Back in my college days, it would have been beanbag chairs. It would have been fine. I am a minimalist. I always have been. Give me just enough to get by, and that's what I want to do. And I think that also applies to information security. So you take something like instant response. There's a million and one ways to do exercises for instant response. You can do war games, which are, you know, 6-8 weeks of preparation. You've got multiple scenarios, you get multiple business units, you got, you know, a guidebook that tells you the story of what's going on and who's doing what. You've got, someone who's facilitating it. The session itself takes place in the actual instant response room. You've got the evidence and the consoles themselves emulated. You can do 6 to 8 weeks to exercise your instant response and build a full war game. You can do maybe a week. Maybe you're just introducing the evidence. Maybe you're following a very simple script that gives the scenario. You can do maybe an hour or maybe a day. The attack paths that we came up with at Mike's for MySec were designed such that you could do a full tabletop in about an hour. And you could do a full security exercise in 2 days, and that included the multiple scenarios and everything else. You can guess which one I like. People can bring their own cushions, and we'll do it in 1 to 2 days. Minimalism goes a long way. Why? Because we all have stretched resources. We're all resource constrained. We all are trying to secure an environment with what we have, and what we have is never enough. So how do you know when minimalism is not enough? When you should be doing 6 to 8 weeks versus 1 to 2. When you should be doing, you know, a full critical security controls assessment with technical validation and whatnot over a 6 week period, as opposed to just walking through and doing, you know, quick wins, quick hits. Yes or no, do you have this? How do you know when to move beyond minimalism? This gets to one of my key points about threat intelligence. And one of my key points about threat intelligence is as follows. The best intelligence you can gather is the intelligence in your own organization. I know that kind of runs counter to a lot of threat intel presentations and talks and everything else that you may be hearing at the moment. But what I really want to know is, if I'm doing, let's say, critical security controls, let's say 20 activities. I'm doing 20 activities to secure my environment. I'm doing all these 20 to a minimal degree, right? Bauhaus security, bohemian controls. I don't know, work with me here. Minimal level. And I'm tracking which of these activities is catching and stopping threats. I'm gathering threat intelligence within my environment across the globe, looking at regional differences, looking at site differences, of course, and seeing which of these minimal activities are actually adding value and or are actually preventing the criminals from detracting value. Those are the ones I want to beef up on. So if you start everything, you do a minimal level, like instant response, do it once or twice, 1 or 2 days, do it maybe twice a year, and you start to see good value out of that, then you increase it. Then you add it to maybe quarterly or maybe even monthly. That feedback loop from internal threat intelligence to improvements in the controls is vital, I believe, to determining where your resources should be placed and getting the most out of the limited resources we have. Anyone knows anywhere I can get inexpensive furniture? Leave me a comment. Have a good one. Cheers.